Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day as we're about to talk Cowboys here. Joseph Hoyt, Dallas Morning News, joining us here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, Joseph. How the heck are you?
He's in the building!
I'm doing well, fellas. First, though, I got a quick gripe. I was listening to that top 10 segment for Rated R Movies, and I'm an Oregon guy, so I got to say, the fact that Animal House didn't make it really kind of hurt me a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I thought it should have been there, man.
Sorry about that, Joseph. It was number 11. But hey, go vote for it on Ranker. Get it up into the top 10.
Yeah, we will persevere. So
it's not the first time Wolchuk's messed something up like that. You know that, Joseph.
Yeah, it happens. But hey, you know, we appreciate Wolchuk for it. And it was a good list. I think Animal House needed to be there, but that's okay.
It's fair. Love it's you, fair. Buddy. It was kind of biased towards the present. There's some classics back there in the 70s. Now, speaking of these Cowboys, though, as we get set to head to Oxnard, what is it that's top of your mind? What's the most interesting storyline to cover from a writer perspective as we head to camp?
Yeah, I think the big one is obviously the Micah Parsons contract. You know, he had his retirement high school jersey ceremony today. You know, and back home in his county, they're going to have a Micah Parsons Day they announced today. But, you know, right now we're still looking at a contract negotiation that just hasn't had a lot of movement. You know, I think there's been an understanding from both sides. Hey, we're going to make Micah Parsons the highest non-paid quarterback in NFL history. It's a matter of when, not if, but the when continues to be elusive. And I think, you know, we kind of headed into last training camp thinking maybe CeeDee Lamb and Dak could stretch out, you know, as far as they did. My question is whether or not it will stretch with Micah Parsons. This is a guy that wants to, you know, we saw him in minicamp put the helmet on when he wasn't supposed to and get out there for a few drills. You know, he wants to play. He wants to be a part of things. He wants to learn Matt Eberflus's system and be a leader. And it's hard to do that from the sidelines. And I just don't think it's very comfortable for him. So I'm just curious to see if it will stretch out as far as some of the other contract negotiations have. And then I got my eyes on just George Pickens and the relationship between not only him and Dak Prescott, between him and CeeDee Lamb. I'm really curious to see just kind of how they invoke the 1A, 1B method between these two guys. You know, is this going to be a thing with George Pickens where, you know, you'll see him as a big slot and then bounce out to the outside and him and CeeDee Lamb are kind of interchangeable pieces? Or is it going to be, you know, you're over here and you do that? And I'm just curious to see what George Pickens looks like as we start to put the pads on and accelerate a little bit.
Hey, Joe, when you talk about with Micah holdout, well, how about what's going on with their second-round pick, too? So you're talking about two of the, you know, the quality of the two of your probably your best pass rushers. Neither one of them might not be in camp.
Yeah, and we saw the Chargers, you know, with Trey Harris, he kind of made the first stand saying, hey, I'm going to hold out until I can get that fully guaranteed fourth-year deal, too. And that's a guy that was picked after Donovan Ezeraku. And, you know, I think it's going to be fascinating. You know, I've kind of talked to people, and it's been a little bit quiet on the Ezeraku front.
Sure.
I think that, you know, I think all eyes right now in the second round are on Tyler Shuck in the Saints, and that's a guy that was picked before Donovan Ezeraku. But I think a lot of people are going to want that guaranteed fourth year. You've seen the last few years an acceleration on guaranteed money for these second-round picks. You know, it used to be, hey, only, you know, a partial amount of that third year. Sometimes, you know, even you go back not too long ago and that third year wasn't guaranteed. Now you got guys trying to get that full, you know, fully fourth guaranteed deal thanks to what happened in Houston and in Cleveland with Carson Schwessinger and Jaden Higgins. So I think that, you know, right now these second round picks are at a standstill. All these agents are kind of waiting and watching, you know, seeing which team is going to be the first one to also bend. You know, if Trey Harris gets a deal done as a fully guaranteed pick for that fourth round, there's no way Donovan Ezrock is taking anything less. So I think it's going to be fascinating to watch and see if he'll hold out as well.
Well, we just got the big Trey Smith contract for the guard in Kansas City. I'm sure Tyler Smith was keeping tabs on that. You were at that Offensive Line Masterminds event. We referenced some of the quotes in that article, Joe. I mean, it was hilarious with Tyler Booker and Tyler Smith. But what stood out to you from that event?
Yeah, I think from a Tyler Smith perspective, and it's kind of, you know, you kind of look at it in conjunction with, you know, what Jeremy Fowler's ESPN piece said about Tyler Smith being one of the top offensive guards in the NFL. I think you talk to Tyler Smith and his big lesson from Zach Martin is never stop ascending. You know, it's never stop working, never stop trying to be the best. I remember last year, you know, we talked with Tyler Smith and he's like, there's a lot I got to work on. I got to do this. He was saying the same things again, kind of this time too. And I think he's understanding, you know, kind of at the ripe age of 24 years old, that this is his time to shine, that this is his time to take another step. And this is kind of a guy that's relentless in his pursuit of being one of the top guards in the NFL. He, you know, another guy that's going to get paid, as you mentioned, Wolchuk. This is someone that is going to probably be the highest paid guard in NFL history, you know, next year at, you know, enter date part of training camp when that comes to fruition. Another guy, matter when, not if, you're going to pay him. So I think Tyler Smith is ready to go. And I think the trio of him, Cooper Beebe, and Tyler Booker, you know, if Tyler Booker can be what everyone's kind of expecting him to be, and kind of from talking to people, there's high hopes despite not seeing him in pads yet with the Cowboys. This is a trio that could really kind of lead this team, I think, frankly. And I think that in terms of the running game, this is something that could be leaned on as well.
I saw an article, I think it was NFL.com today, and you did a lot of awesome draft work with the LLS and now with the Dallas Morning News. We're talking with Joseph Hoyt, but it was rookies under the most pressure to succeed immediately. And I thought Tyler Booker's got to be up there. I wonder your thoughts on that, because we, I believe, are kind of all assuming this is plug and play and this guy's going to hit the ground running, whereas last year maybe we had unfair expectations on Guyton, who probably wasn't ready.
Yeah, and I think that's an important distinction to remember, too. I mean, if Chuma Adoga doesn't get hurt in the middle of training camp, does Tyler Guyton start week one against Cleveland? I'm not sure. You know, I think everyone was kind of aware of the raw development here. I think people got high hopes, you know, especially when you saw him in that first practice against Micah Parsons. I think with Tyler Booker, you know, in terms of whether or not he has pressure, he is obviously going to be a plug-and-play starting guy, and I think that's the pressure. But I think this is a guy that everyone just looks at and says, hey, this, the floor is high. You know, I think, you know, the expectations are that this guy will be ready to go. He'll be prepared to be, you know, at worst, an average NFL starting right guard, which is, you know, I guess that's a lot of, you know, pressure to be. And I think the Cowboys need that, especially when you consider what they have at the running back position right now. But I have a lot of confidence in Tyler Booker, frankly. And I think, you know, I asked him during minicamp, you seem very prepared. Like, has anything at the NFL level surprised you? And he goes, honestly, no, because I was prepared at an NFL factory at Alabama. Before that, I was prepared at a college factory at IMG. I've been in constant pursuit of this goal, and I'm ready to take advantage of it. And, you know, nothing I've seen from Tyler Booker sways me to think differently, frankly.
Hey, Joe, what kind of a play caller do you expect Shoddy to be?
That is a fascinating question, Brian. And I think I heard you talk about this a little bit in terms of, hey, what zone or gap scheme,
sure,
kind of what they'll do in terms of the running game. And I thought that was such a great point because, frankly, we don't know. I think with Schottenheimer, I think everyone wants to say, hey, it's going to be Marty Ball 2.0, right? They're going to run the ball. You look at what LT had. This is going to be – that's Brian Schottenheimer. But you kind of talk to people and, you know, you kind of look at what happened in Seattle the last time he was a play caller. You know, this is the guy that wanted to let Russ cook. You know, and Pete Carroll was like, hey, hold on. You know, we want to run the ball and get back to that. And ultimately that disagreement between two guys that have a ton of admiration and respect for each other led to their kind of divorce in Seattle. So Schottenheimer's had some time away. You know, he's talked about how he studied the McVays, the Shanahans, those kind of running schemes. Obviously, he brings in a guy in Clayton Adams who's got, you know, a lot of multiplicity to his running game, you know, throughout his history. But I thought you hit the nail on the head, Brian, when you talked about what they have and kind of, you know, what they've drafted. Will that kind of dictate more of a gap scheme than a zone scheme? Can they be as multiple as Clayton Adams wanted to be in Arizona in year one? I'm not sure. And I'm just really curious to see kind of what the Shoddy Ball really looks like. And I kind of wrote about this too. if you look at what they have in, you know, in the running back position, and if you look,
men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Look at what they got in George Pickens outside to go with CeeDee Lamb. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if instead of being a team that, you know, harps on wanting to run the ball and open up the pass that way, if there's a little bit of the vice versa element kind of going on, if they push the ball downfield with Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens and Jake Ferguson over the middle to kind of set up a running game, which, to be honest with you, doesn't have a lot of confidence right now based on who's in the backfield.
It's Joseph Hoyt of the Dallas Morning News here with you on The Fan. How confident are you Dak Prescott will have a better season statistically than he did last year?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident about it, but I think until you see just how, you know, ready to go he is in terms of his mobility, it's kind of hard to 100% bank on it. You know, you saw it. I think Dak Prescott is just so polarizing. You saw NFL executives and coaches anonymously tell Jeremy Fowler that this is a top 15 QB, maybe 14 in the league. And then, you know, you saw an NFL top 100. He's number 79, despite only playing in 8 games last season because of what he's done historically. I think Dak Prescott's mobility and his ability to kind of move within the pocket is going to be so key for him this year. I think if he can do that, especially with some questions out of left tackle, you know, Terrence Steele's right tackle, trying to take another step and kind of get back to, you know, being a better pass blocker. Like, I think Dak's going to have to move. And, you know, everything we've seen so far, you know, I saw him at his annual camp for kids out in South Lake, and he looks in incredible shape. You know, I know this is the time of year where everyone's in the best shape of their life, but Dak Prescott coming off that hamstring injury looks good. You know, I'm curious to see just how mobile he can be. And I think with having a certified deep ball threat in George Pickens, this could be a match made in heaven. You know, Dak Prescott, you know, over the last 5 years, according to PFF, is a top 5 deep ball thrower. George Pickens, you know, had the most contested catches in the NFL when he was a rookie. Last year, he had the best PFF grade on passes 20-plus yards more downfield. Like, you know, I tend to think that George Pickens can be his Michael Gallup, but more talented, if everything goes right in terms of the kumbaya kind of nature we have with George Pickens off the field right now. But I think that there is a real opportunity for Dak Prescott to go back to his 2023 form.
That would be awesome. You know, and I was wondering, because he's never had two guys quite like this, as good as Gallup's year was. Do you think Lamb plus Pickens and a healthy Ferguson can make them so dangerous that they could have a let's call it a damn good offense, even without a really good running game, an offense good enough that could hold up against, you know, playoff defenses?
I think so, but I think you might run into a little bit of a danger there, because like the tandem that tandem makes me think of what Cincinnati's had recently with Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins, right? Like, they have been able to score. That's not been the problem. you know, the running back has actually not been that big of a problem because, you know, you can throw the ball over the field. But, you know, when you're kind of scoring as much as they have, the defense has to step up too. And, you know, I think defensively the Cowboys have a lot of questions. And I think that that's going to be huge for Matt Eberflus's group. You know, I think the defensive line, you know, they did some things. They took more of a quantity than quality approach, I thought, this offseason. And they're kind of hoping that the collective can do more in the running game. I do like Jack Sanborn coming in. I think Kenneth Murray, as long as he's going downhill, there's potential to use that first-round pick athleticism. But you look in the secondary right now, and I don't know if there's more of a boom or bust situation for them right now. If everyone comes back healthy for the secondary, if you get a healthy Savone Rebel, a guy that should have been a first-round pick if not for an ACL, if you can get, you know, Kyer Elam on a bounce back, if Trayvon Diggs comes back, you know, after missing some time, and if he's healthy and ready to go, then this is a team that with that offense, you know, could do some things, right? But, you know, if the secondary is hurt, if Kyer Elam goes back to Buffalo ability, and, you know, it's just things that kind of don't come into fruition, then I can see an offense and a trio that you mentioned that's going to have to shoot out some people in order to make some plays and win some games.
Do you have any confidence that Trayvon Diggs could be ready sooner rather than later?
It's a good question, because if you asked me that last year, like, I was a little apprehensive to kind of go that route, and then it kind of proved me wrong until it didn't. So I wonder if kind of what happened with last year too, in terms of him being ahead of schedule and coming back, and, you know, something else didn't go right. Like, I just wonder if that's in the back of the mind of the Cowboys and Trayvon Diggs trying to get a guy that's fully healthy and ready to go, you know, and to not have any setbacks. You know, I saw some clips, like, he's looking good, but I think that there's going to be a more safe than sorry approach with him a little bit, you know, heading into the season. But I think that's going to be another fascinating question as training camp goes, is how much are we going to see of Savone Revel? I would expect to see a good amount, you know, in terms of when he's ready to go, and how much can Trayvon Diggs kind of be ahead of schedule. I think those are storylines that we're going to have to follow as well.
Do you think they're headed for another year where they're like bottom third or maybe bottom five in all the, you know, defensive stats and analytics?
I don't. But I think it kind of goes back to a lot of the acquisitions they made. You know, I mean, if Kenneth Murray, you know, is the guy that can be that kind of electric, you know, kind of, you know, will linebacker that comes downhill and kind of is what DeMarvin Overshown brought last year and can harness that athletic ability, I think that's great for him. But if he's the guy that gets lost in coverage and, you know, is struggling, then, you know, I think that could be kind of a weakness for them. And then you pair what happens in the secondary. You know, Donovan Wilson wasn't ready to go yet. I mean, obviously there's confidence that he will be. You know, Malik Hooker dealt with some injuries in minicamp. Again, confidence he will be. But, you know, there's just question marks all over that defense. And I think, you know, when you talk about their run defense, that's just going to be another big factor. And, you know, I think in terms of defensively, like, Micah Parsons' pass rush is something I'll never worry about, right? Mm-hmm. But one thing I've kind of talked about with people in terms of what could Micah Parsons actually miss out on by not being at practice, and people say, you know, maybe it's just the football shape ability, quote unquote, of battling in the run game. You know, so yeah. If Micah signs a deal, you know, before, you know, the Wednesday before they play Philly, you know, and next thing you know, Philly's got Saquon running right at him and, you know, Jordan Mailata and a couple other guys doing their thing. It's, you know, I tend to wonder how that would affect Micah Parsons in a holdout. So they have the talent and the ability to be better than they were defensively, I think, last year. But the question marks remain, and I think we're going to need some answers there before we can declare them, you know, being better in Matt Eberflus's system.
You've got your pre-training camp roster projections out. What was the toughest part putting that together?
Honestly, it's kind of like, where do you put more, you know, resources in terms of positions, right? And I think, you know, the other thing too is the annual CJ Goodwin question too of like, hey, you know, can you afford to have a roster spot for a guy that only plays special teams? You know, you have a new special teams coordinator, you know, you got, he's, you know, the second longest tenured Cowboy there is, but, you know, is there still enough there to warrant that? I think that's always going to be an annual question. I think safeties too is the interesting one because, you know, if you look at what the Cowboys have done in undrafted free agency, usually the guy that gets the highest signing bonus and the highest kind of contract, that's the guy that has a chance to make the team. We saw it with Brevin Spanford last year, right? Well, that's Elijah Clark this year. And Justin Barron was close behind him, the linebacker from Syracuse. But Elijah Clark, also from Syracuse, is a guy that, you know, they targeted. He was a priority. You know, but can they carry five safeties? Can he be enough of a special teams asset to warrant that spot too? I think that's where I'm watching. And then that sixth receiver spot is going to be fun to watch in terms of training camp battles, because I think you can pretty much pencil in the top five there. And of course, there's never a guarantee they always go with six, but you know, they have a lot of potential guys between Paris Campbell, Ryan Flournoy, Jalen Brooks. There's a lot of guys contending for that six wide receiver spot to try to make this team. So that was probably the toughest part.
Joseph Hoyt, congrats on your move back to the Dallas Morning News, and we'll see you in Oxnard, sir.
Yeah, appreciate it, fellas. Maybe we'll get a chance to watch some Animal House, too.
Oh, well, let's do Animal House and, you know, maybe some Rudder Room.
Rudder Room,
be good.
Sure.
We'll see you there soon. Joseph Hoyt, must follow on Cowboys Twitter there for you. We'll do the C-note, talk about what's been making headlines and some of the top audio around America's team coming up next year in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.